You're listening to our first edition this election season of the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're talking with three candidates seeking open seats on Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO. Ron Jenkins is the current vice chairman of H2GO's board and is seeking re-election for one of three open seats on the five-member board. Commissioners serve four-year terms. Ron Jenkins, welcome to Coastline.
Well, thank you very much.
If you'd like to ask your own question of Ron Jenkins on this Wednesday, you can call us at 910-343-1138. You can also send an email to coastline@whqr.org. Ron Jenkins, about 900 residents have signed a petition asking the board to wait until after this November's elections to move forward with this reverse osmosis plant. Are you honoring that request in any way?
We have been working on this project for 6 years. The longer we wait, the cost will continue to rise. So I think now is the time for us to just go ahead and proceed with getting this plant done. It's just been in the making, so we will need to go ahead and get it done.
You talk about working on it for 6 years. How much has the cost risen since you first attacked this idea versus now?
When I first came on board, I think the price that was thrown out there for by many people was something like $40 million. That price have gone down tremendously. Right now, we're looking at close to $30, $31 million.
Or $31
million? Yes, to get this plant done.
And how would you fund that?
We'll fund it through, right now we're paying the county $1.8 million. We would divert that funds once we get the plant built, the water itself start producing revenue. And that $1.8 million that we're giving the county will go directly towards paying off the debt service also for O&M to get that, you know, to take care of those that money that is needed in those particular areas.
What kind of debt service?
Well, naturally, you have to borrow money.
Right.
When you borrow money, you got to pay it back. And that's your debt service right there.
What kind of a bond are you pursuing?
Well, we're pursuing it from the bank. We're going to a bank to get the money.
A revenue bond.
Revenue, right. Mm-hmm.
So what do you say? I understand you've been working on this for 6 years. We had an opponent in just a few minutes ago talking about the fact that opponents feel like they're just not heard by the board. They feel like they're ignored, emails, calls aren't answered. What do you say to those 900 residents? I mean, that's not a smattering. That's a pretty good number of people.
That's a lot of people.
Who say, hey, just wait.
Well, I have not had one person to call me and tell me that. I don't know where that's coming from. I'm hearing it, but I have not heard anyone come directly to me and say, listen, you're not listening to me. You're not answering my emails, or I'm not getting the emails. And my email is out there so that everybody can use it at any time. Until I do that, then I cannot address that particular area.
So, Ron Jenkins, you're saying that you're open to hearing from people.
Oh, yes, I've been open the whole time. I'm not closed-minded with this project. I've been very much open as far as the project is concerned.
Another argument that opponents of this plant have is you're talking about 10,000 people bearing the cost of this $30, $35 million plant, whatever the final cost is now. 10,000 people is a pretty small pool in some folks' eyes, and they're concerned about what that's going to mean for the future of their utility rates.
Well, $1.8 million right now is being spent by 10,000 people. $1.8 million being spent, okay, and now you're looking at $1.8 million continue to be spent to pay for the plant. So we have not asked anyone for an increase in the bills or whatever, but we're looking at that $1.8 million that's going directly to the county. That money can be spent directly to paying off the water that we're using or that we're getting or the plant itself.
Why do you, Ron Jenkins, believe that there's a need for this reverse osmosis plant?
When we look at what's happening outside of the Cape Fear River or within the Cape Fear River, that explains it all. We do have Gen X out there, and no telling what else is out there. When I came on board 4 years, 3 years ago, I was against it, and I'll say that. But now I am in favor of making sure that we have safe, clean, contaminant-free water for everyone in the Leland area. Right now, I wish we could do it all over the county. I wish we could do it all over the region. But right now, we are the leader in putting this together. So now it's the time for us to go ahead and continue because of the fact that we can eliminate the Gen X and all the other contaminants that are in our water source.
You've had some important opponents to this, including the town of Leland.
Sure. Leland has wanted to own H2GO. They've done some things to try to, to take over H2GO. Leland only have 1,500 customers. H2GO have 10,000. That's a huge number. My concern is you have Belleville, you have Navassa, you have the outside areas such as Parkwood and some of the other areas that can come under that, up under Leland if they should own this. That's not, right now, we're more regional than Leland would be in our approach to provide water as far as the Leland region or the Leland area.
Would you consider joining forces with Brunswick County Public Utilities or some of the other water authorities in the region?
If it's when it comes to providing clean water, sure. But I think the H2GO is the leader in this at this time. We have really worked hard towards making sure that we can get good clean water. When we look at, I looked at the well the other day that we had, well number 5. The water is crystal clear, clean water, contaminant free. You know, yes, I would be interested in having folks to come to the table. One thing about Leland, they haven't even been able to sit at the table with us to talk about anything in relation to water. The county, I had to ask the county to sit at the table just to discuss water. So what we were doing, we were up front with the county and telling them, this is where we are, this is where we're going, so there will be no surprises in terms of what is, you know, is to take place with H2GO in our direction. We gave them some directions that we were going in.
Warren from Leland is asking, and we've sort of visited this, but if you could explain this in a little more detail, how would this reverse osmosis plant be funded? I know you explained you wouldn't be paying $1.8 million to Brunswick County, and that money would be used to fund the debt service. What happens if there's some sort of drop in customer usage or, you know, you've got a revenue bond, you default on the bond? How do you recoup the funds?
I don't see there being a revenue drop because we're constantly having people moving into the county. With the population increasing, there's no way that you're going to have a drop unless simply people just simply move out of the county. No. You're still going to have people moving in, so you're still going to have revenue generated as far as the water is concerned. People got to drink water, but they want safe, clean, contaminant-free water.
Where would the water that goes into the reverse osmosis plant come from?
The water goes in? It would come from an aquifer. We have an aquifer about the size of Lake Eric that we'll be getting the water from. It's been down there millions of years, and it hasn't changed. Contaminants can't get to that water, so it's good clean water. I went to well number 5, and I was impressed with well number 5.
And well number 5 is tapping that aquifer
you're
talking
about.
That's right,
it's tapping the aquifer.
So why can you not just use the water coming from the aquifer if that water is pure, if it's not contaminated by these chemical compounds, it's not coming from the Cape Fear River? Why do you need to build a $30 million RO plant?
Well, naturally, you got to have some way of making sure that the water is clean. Right now, I would say that, be honest to say that, we can pretty well drink the water now. But, you know, you got to go through the screening process. There's still some salt in the water. So you have to go through that screening process to make sure that we're following guidelines as far as the water is concerned.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're meeting three of the candidates for H2GO's Board of Commissioners. There are five members of the board who serve four-year staggered terms. The board has three open seats this year, and right now we're talking with Ron Jenkins. He is the current vice chair of H2GO's board, and he supports building the reverse osmosis plant. You can ask your own question during this live Wednesday show by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. This RO plant is planned for the site of the current plant in Belleville. Is that correct? That's in the Waterford Business Park. That's close to a lot of people. Does that mean there's going to be additional light and noise coming from the plant?
That plant is quiet. In fact, we took some of the folks from Leland to several plants, and they got a chance to see the operation of a plant, and they could tell you that it's not noisy. There's no noise. The lights are very, very limited. In fact, one was very close to a school, so and a restaurant. So those issues are not an issue there. There's no true pollutants there, like stench, like on some of the other areas in Leland, such as the sewer plant. There's none of that in that particular area. It's clean.
What about some of the environmental concerns that opponents of this plant have expressed? The town of Leland opposes this plant, and this was partly on the grounds that they're concerned about the environmental impacts, all the wastewater going into the Brunswick River, which is a fish nursery. What do you say to that?
Well, you will not have a lot of wastewater as such. Yeah, you got brine that's coming, but you're putting what's in the water back into the water. We're not putting Gen X back into the water. We're not doing that. So what we're putting back in the water is what we get out of the water, and it's contaminant free. And so within a 30 feet, 40 feet, 60 feet, somewhere in there, it has already dissipated, so therefore there's no problem putting the grime or brine back into the Cape Fear.
You're saying no potential impact
on the
fish nursery?
No, there's no potential impact from all the studies, none. Or else we would not get a permit.
Jane asks, why not wait for Brunswick County to implement a solution to remove these contaminants from the water supply and go with a regional solution? Why impose this burden on 10,000 people?
Well, we have not been able to, like I said, Brunswick County has not come to us and sit down and say, well, we're ready to get started. If we wait on Brunswick County, we may be waiting another 5 to 10 years. Contaminants are still flowing in our water. So someone's got to take the lead. So I think H2GO is ready to take the lead on that. And it's not an undue burden on 10,000 people when you're already paying $1.8 million. Take that $1.8 million and buy your own system. You know, you could pay. We'll be paying for our own system. And if Brunswick County want to come in, let's invite them in. But let's sit at the table and talk to see which direction we're going. That's the problem. No one wants to sit at the table.
How, if you are reelected, Ron Jenkins, how will you bring people to the table to talk? Are you just going to charge forward with H2GO's own project, or are you going to try
like I said, I've already invited the county at one time. We sit down with the county manager and the chairman of the county commissioner. We sit down and talk with them, and like I said, we told them the direction that we're going, and I would do this again. I don't have a problem sitting down with people discussing where we are, what is it that you need, what is it that we need to be doing. I don't have a problem with that. But I do have a problem with people stating things and not want to sit and talk about where they want to be and where we should be.
Lenny from Leland asks, before Gen X, how was H2GO testing for contaminants?
How were we testing contaminants? We're getting our water from the county. You know, we're not getting raw water from
right. You're buying finished water from Brunswick County Public Utilities. Does that mean H2GO wasn't doing any of its own testing?
Well, we've done some testing, but we weren't testing for Gen X because Gen X was not even thought of. But then, where was the county? That's the question. Were they testing for Gen X? Was anyone else testing for Gen X? That's a big question.
So, Ron Jenkins, we just have a minute or so left here.
Yeah.
Talk to the people who are opposed to this RO plant and tell them what you think they don't really understand about why this is important.
This is important because we are in a time when the growth of North Carolina is exceedingly high. When you start looking upstream, we're pulling water from upstream. When we're pulling water from upstream, we're getting what's left. We're getting what's coming from Raleigh. We're getting what's coming from the hog farm. It's not all about Gen X. It's about all the other contaminants that's in the water. We've got to get rid of those contaminants. Sure, we can shut Kimball down. We can shut them down. But the fact, there are other chemicals. There are other contaminants that are coming downstream. So I tell you, now we need to go ahead and take a different look. We cannot continue doing the same thing that we've been doing. If we do, we're going to continue to get the same stuff we've been getting.
And that's this edition of the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Ron Jenkins, thanks so much for joining us today.
And thank you for having me.
Thanks also to Carl Antos and Don Yowsey for being with us. Join us on the next edition of the Coastline Candidate Interviews when we meet Rodney McCoy and Brayton Willis, also seeking seats on the H2GO board, and Pat Prince, who joins us, running for the Wrightsville Beach Board of Aldermen. That's tomorrow at noon. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at whqr.org. Get the podcast or find it on the HQR app. Thanks to Technical Director Ken Campbell and Associate Producer Rachel Keith. Tune in for the rebroadcast of this episode Sunday afternoon at 3. Join us for Coastline Live Wednesdays and Thursdays at noon here on HQR News 91.3 and 98.9 FM. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.